This episode is brought to you by BTR Nation. BTR is a female-founded brand that is on a mission to end mindless snacking with their protein bars with a purpose. Snacks get a bad reputation, high in sugar, ingredients you can't pronounce, ultra-processed. But what if you had a snack that checked all the right boxes? A snack with a purpose. Because when we snack mindfully, when we honor our bodies, our hunger, our snackiness, we transform our mindset. BTR bars and chocolate truffle cups are made with no gluten, no dairy, no soy, no added sugar, no corn or rice syrups, no GMOs, no natural flavors, no sugar alcohols, no stevia, no inflammatory ingredients, and no gums or fillers. The cleanest label in the category. They only use ingredients that you can pronounce and adaptogenic superfoods like reishi, lion's mane, and cordyceps.
They also taste delicious. I always have the peanut butter chocolate chip bliss bars in my cabinet, and Erica doesn't go a day without having the dark chocolate truffle cups. Besides the many delicious snacks to choose from, we love the story of BTR. Founder and owner Ashley Marie found inspiration in an unlikely place at an unlikely time, at the hospital cafeteria. When both of her parents were diagnosed with cancer, her life turned upside down as she became their caretaker, and her own nutrition began to suffer. Ashley was devouring protein bars when she could, as many of us do, to fit in a meal or a snack. Most of the bars she quickly discovered were filled with sugar. After her parents passed away, she founded a bar brand based on their family mantra: be bold, tenacious, and resilient.
If you want to try BTR bars and truffle cups, you can save 20% on your order with code COURAGEOUSWELLNESS. All one word at btrnation.com. You can also find this link in our show notes and Linktree on Instagram. Welcome to Courageous Wellness. My name is Erica Stein.
And I'm Allie French. And this is a podcast about individual journeys within wellness and how to navigate it all.
After Allie experienced a cancer diagnosis in her 20s,
and Erica went through a self-love journey, we created a platform to interview real people from all walks of life that have combined all types of practices. From physical wellness to emotional and spiritual, we hear courageous stories and focus on why it's important to share them.
We are both certified integrative nutrition health coaches, and together with our community are learning to live our most purposeful lives by sharing one courageous story at a time.
It takes courage to share these journeys, and by talking about them, we aim to destigmatize the process. We want you to be your own health advocate, feel educated and informed on the latest in health and wellness, and empower you to feel your absolute best.
And because we want to bring forth a wide variety of stories, the opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect our own, but we hope the diverse and varied stories will empower you to make the best choices for your own life. So join us as we and our community share our courageous wellness. Hi guys, before we get to today's episode, we want to share how excited we are to offer our community 20% off their first order at Sakara with code XOCOURAGEOUS. We have been big fans of the company for years, and the Sakara Life Organic Meal Delivery Program is based on a whole food, plant-rich diet that includes fresh, nutrient-dense, and delicious ingredients. It's perfect for those weeks you need a refresh or don't have time to meal prep.
They also have a clean boutique, which offers delicious food-forward bars, snacks, beauty water drops, and my personal favorite, metabolism super powder, which works to fire up your metabolism, stabilize blood sugar, eliminate bloat, and decrease puffiness. The naturally rich, low-sugar, dark chocolate flavor is perfect for smoothies or simply mixed with coffee and nut milk. I also regularly use the Sakara cookbook full of plant-rich recipes, which you can purchase on their website. Click the link in our show notes to visit sakara.com and use code XOCOURAGEOUS for 20% off your first order. We know you will love it as much as we do. Now, on to the episode. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Courageous Wellness. It's just the two of us this week, and we're excited to have this conversation. It's going to be a bit of a coaching episode. As many of you are aware, Erica and I are integrative nutrition health coaches, but that means that we integrate other things besides the food on our plate into our kind of picture of holistic health and how to support our minds and our bodies and our energy levels. So I know Erica is going to, she's been sort of teasing over the last few weeks, something she's been doing that's really changed her life quite a bit. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system and how that actually affects so many aspects of our life, stress management, and even digestion. So Erica, do you want to kick us off with your experience?
Yes, I'll do a little story time, and then we're going to go into the science and all the nerdy stuff that we love. But, you know, so in November of last year, I, with a friend, was encouraged to up my chanting practice. And so as many of our listeners know, Allie and I, we met through our Buddhist practice. We have a shared Buddhist practice. We practice Buddhism, and we do a chanting practice. We chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. And you can do as much or as little as you want.
I was going to say, like, day. Tina Turner, if anybody's ever seen that What's Love Got to Do with It movie.
Yes, yes. And I'll link. I actually have, I shared my experience with Buddhism on the Buddhability podcast. And I'll link that in this episode. And you can learn a little bit more about what we do and the mysticism behind it. But even if you don't believe in the mysticism behind it, there's actual science to breathwork, chanting, singing, humming, into tapping into your parasympathetic nervous system and your vagus nerve. And so that's what I'm going to talk about now. So in November, a friend was doing 2 hours of chanting a day, and she really encouraged me to join her because, you know, I've been going through a lot, as I've shared on this show. You know, over the last 4 years, we've dealt with some serious health issues in our family on both sides, my husband's side, in my family. And, you know, it was just, there's just a lot going on. And she was like, I think you need to do more chanting. And she was right. So in November, I started chanting 2 hours a day. And now I'm doing 2 to 3 hours a day. And the way my life has changed in these 2 months has been unbelievable. And again, not even getting into the mystic component that I believe in, when we chant, we are tapping into our parasympathetic nervous system and into our vagus nerve. It's the science of what's happening. So yes, my life force has been so high. I feel high. I feel like, you know, I'm seeing the world differently, right? Like, I'm the same, my situation's the same, but how I'm coming at my day-to-day life, my day-to-day problems, completely different. And I feel like last year, starting in like July, August, a lot of our episodes, or at least once a month, we did hormone health episodes, you know, mm-hmm. be it about menopause or perimenopause or trying to conceive or the hormone cycles in our body, you know, if we are menstruating. And I think I had shared many times in those episodes that I really struggle with, I haven't been diagnosed with this, but I'm pretty sure I have PMDD, which is really intense PMS, where you, for, you know, in layman's terms, I'm like, basically my 2 weeks of the month in my inner fall before I menstruate, I am ragey and depressed, give or take, right? It can be, you know, 1 or 2 days, or it can be a full 2 weeks. And yes, like the food I was eating, or if I was having more sugar that month, made a difference. But every month I had ragey, depressed symptoms at least a couple days. And what was crazy is in November, yes, I was prioritizing 30 grams of protein every morning. Yes, I was focusing on protein in every single meal I was eating. But I think adding in this 2 to 3 hours a day of chanting and tapping into my vagus nerve, tapping into my parasympathetic nervous system, which we're going to break down in a second, I really think that is why I had zero PMDD symptoms for the first time in a year. Wow. I couldn't believe it. And so I can't stop, won't stop now. So like, if you've heard recent episodes, my voice always sounds raspy. I drink tea all the time because But it's literally like putting gas and fuel in my tank. And again, yes, I believe in the mystic component. I believe, you know, there's this Buddhist quote that I love that says, you know, there's not two lands, pure or impure in themselves. The difference lies solely in the good and evil of our minds. And I can attest to that. Like, nothing has really changed externally, but the way I approach my problems, the way I approach my life is completely different. Another quote I love from Daisaku Ikeda, who was the third president of our organization, and he actually passed away in November of last year. I'm paraphrasing, but he has this quote that's like, if your life force is a two and your problems are a 10, your problems are really a 10. But if your life force is a 20 and your problems are a 10, it's the same. It's the same problems, but you come at it as a totally different person. And I'll put the exact quote in our show notes because that's not it. But I think about that all the time. And I feel like I fully woke up. Like, that's how I feel. I feel like, wow, I've been asleep and I fully woke up. And yeah, so we're going to break down the parasympathetic nervous system. We're going to break down the vagus nerve, but I can attest just as like a human guinea pig to this. And it doesn't have to be 2 to 3 hours a day, but for me, as somebody who's been chanting for consistently for like 20 years at this point, I needed to do something different. I needed to up my chanting. I needed to up this experience for me. And it's been life-changing. And yeah, we're going to break it down today. Because I know too, there's so much noise. It's the new year. This is our first episode of the year. And there's all this noise about food and fitness and you know, changing things. But at the end of the day, if we're living in chronic stress, if we're living in our sympathetic nervous system, it doesn't matter what our fitness practice is or what we're eating, we're going to feel like crap because stress is the worst thing we can do for our body.
Yeah. It's such a good kind of real life practical sort of proof of doing something that stimulates the vagus nerve and seeing the results of it. And that's what I also love about our Buddhist practice is that it's very practical too. And so, you know, to talk a little bit, you know, Eric and I have spoken about this. We talk about this in events that we do. We talk about this with our clients, individual clients, but just kind of like a general overview, you know, there are multiple parts to the autonomic nervous system, but two of the kind of primary ones are our sympathetic response and our parasympathetic response. And you can think of the sympathetic as our fight or flight response and the parasympathetic as our rest and digest, just to kind of think about it in simple layman's terms. And both are really important and both really serve a purpose. So it's not that there's anything wrong with having the sympathetic nervous system response, but when it's an appropriate response to the stressor, for example, you know, like biologically, and we've told this story before, it's like, if you're running from a tiger, your sympathetic nervous system is going to like kick in. It's going to turn off digestion and other things in the body so that you can really survive. It's going to pull energy from your energy stores throughout the body. And, you know, you don't have to stop to digest a meal in order to have the energy to outrun this tiger, right? It's a survival mechanism. And thank you for that, right? Because it can save lives. The difference is now in our perceived stressors, like in 2023 and 2024 and, you know, in the 21st century, oftentimes they aren't actual threats to our lives, our physical beings. We're not going to be mauled by a tiger, most likely. And so, but it doesn't change the physical response in the body to that stressor. We can't really, our bodies can't really determine what's a threat and what just feels like a threat. So I think what happens is with like a lot of people, we're in the sympathetic response like more than intended, right? Like this, and it becomes chronic, this chronic stress response, which is like what Erica was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, you had been through like, I mean, we'd all been through global pandemic, but then on top of that, and I get this too, after last few years, like many personal family stressors, it's like a lot.
Living in chronic fight or flight. Like I had been in chronic fight or flight for sure.
Right. And so, you know, everybody can look this up, but like learning about the vagus nerve, which when you stimulate the vagus nerve, it's in the neck. When you stimulate it, it kind of, it's a quick way to help us move into this parasympathetic nervous system response, which is our rest and digest, which is health coaches. She and I talk a lot about because it really turns on our digestive function. And it's not just that, but like, if anybody wants to know kind of the importance of the vagus nerve, here's just like a couple little, facts about it. It's, you know, it's responsible for transmitting instructions basically from our brain to many organs in the body, like including the heart, the lungs, the stomach, the intestines. It also receives signals from those organs and transmits it back to the brain. And so think of it as like a two-way street. And even though we think of our brain as like our control center a lot of the time, the gut is also just has just as much impact on how the brain works as the how the brain has an impact on how the gut works. So it affects like our motor function, the digestion, heart rate, breathing, our HPA axis, which controls, that's the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. And, you know, I think most people are familiar with cortisol and cortisol release. So it's like part of our hormonal balance, stress management, which is Erica just talked about. A lot of stress can overwhelm the vagus nerve. So that can compound stress over time. And then just again, the gut brain communication.
Yeah.
And then, you know, modulating the systemic inflammation that can happen too. So that I think that's another thing that you're saying, like a lot of people, and I saw the video of Gabor Mate, who I love his work. If anybody doesn't know his work, he does a lot of childhood trauma work basically. And he was saying that, I think it's like 80% of women versus like, or no, 80% of chronic autoimmune conditions are found in women, only 20% in men. And I was thinking about like why that is. And he was talking about it too, but ultimately it has to do with stress and how intricately our hormones are connected to the stress response, which we just kind of talked about with the vagus nerve stuff. And so compounded stress, compounded long-term trauma that's not dealt with, so it's held as stress in the body, can manifest in these autoimmune conditions. And that's, you know, the inflammation, the body essentially attacking itself. So anyway, yeah. I think your story is like a perfect example of like, how it's transformed your stress.
And quickly, right? Like quickly. These things, like with intent, it was so intentional, but it didn't take, it took in the this same month.
2 months. Yeah.
And in the same month, I noticed a difference in my PMDD symptoms. And I think, you know, again, I find it really empowering to think of all the ways our body is really trying to like support us, right? Yeah. So as you mentioned, our body biologically can't tell the difference between a stressful email or a fight with your partner or a parent and, like Ali mentioned, being chased by an actual tiger, right? So your body is trying to protect you. Yeah. And so we need to protect it by implementing these things to reduce our stress and tap into our sympathetic nervous system. And so, you know, chanting, as I mentioned, is one of the ways, but there are many ways we can do this.
We want to take a quick break from this episode to tell you about today's sponsor, Odyssey Mushroom Elixir. Odyssey contains 2,750 milligrams of lion's mane and cordyceps functional mushrooms that have been shown to increase brain function, mood, memory, and boost energy.
With Odyssey Mushroom Elixir, there's no need to settle for a drink that's full of chemicals and empty calories. The flavors are delicious. There are caffeinated and uncaffeinated options, and I love to use it as a mocktail at parties, as an afternoon pick-me-up. And while I love all the flavors, my personal favorite is the Sparkling Dragon Fruit Lemonade. If you want to try Odyssey Mushroom Elixir, you can take 20% off your purchase today with code CWPODCAST, all one word, at odysseyelixir.com. And all of that information can be found in our show notes or link tree on Instagram.
We want to take a minute to tell you a little bit about the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Erica and I are both certified integrative nutrition health coaches. I have advanced training in hormone health, and she has advanced training in gut health. And together we offer health coaching and corporate coaching through the Courageous Wellness Collective. IIN has taken the lead in the health coaching industry from its inception and provides a comprehensive curriculum that includes 100 plus theories of nutrition, strong coaching skills, and has now joined forces with Chopra Global to offer an array of certifications from yoga to meditation as well.
We loved the program and have had many listeners ask us about continuing their education in nutrition, health coaching, and even just advancing their personal knowledge about food and nutrition. We are very excited to be able to offer a discount to Courageous Wellness listeners to study at IIN. The program is completely accessible virtually with lectures led by health, wellness, and medical industry experts. To receive 20% off your tuition on any course, use the code ALYSSAFRENCH20 at the time of enrollment. We have also included a link in the show notes that will take you directly to IIN to learn more about their wonderful programs. We hear so much about breath work and meditation. Well, of course, those are also great ways to tap into our parasympathetic nervous system. And one breathing exercise that we really love, and we'll also, this is going to be a show note heavy, check our show notes episode, but Andrew Weil's 4-7-8 breath is incredible. And it's so simple and easy to do. You just close your mouth, you exhale all your air, and then you inhale through your nose to a count of four, hold for a count of seven, and exhale completely for a count of eight. And then you repeat that three times. And so, and you can do it throughout the day as well. So there's tons of, and you have to kind of find your flavor, right? Like what works for you might not work for somebody else, but there's so many different breath works. There's so many different meditations. You know, our chanting practice we really recommend and is so great. But, and also with breath work specifically, check with your doctor, because if you're pregnant or you're, you know, sometimes that can be a lot on your body as well. I know sometimes when you're pregnant, doing kind of intense breathing isn't always the best, depending on how far along you are in your cycle. So, of course, with everything or your cycle of your pregnancy. So, with everything we're saying, of course, consult with a doctor first. But most of this stuff is free too, like exercise, going on walks, getting cold exposure. So, like taking a cold shower, cold plunges, even massages, you know, all of this really can help us tap into our parasympathetic nervous system. But one, Ali, I know you really love too, is just the act of like laughing and singing actually also tap into our parasympathetic nervous system. And I know singing is a big one for you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think most of our listeners know this, but like before Eric and I started the show, and still, I mean, I still do singing work on the side, when I can. And I did it professionally for, you know, 15 years. And, I actually just went back into like a workshop for myself. Like it's weekly and it's really fun to just kind of like get back into better sort of like vocal shape for myself. And, but yeah, having studied voice for many years. And it's so funny because I knew, you know, when you study classically or you study in any sort of like formal training sort of way, you know, all the physiological components of the voice and the body. And it's hard because your voice is an instrument that you don't see. It's a part of the body you don't see. So you have to learn to like feel things in certain ways and trust because it's inside. And you can injure yourself and not know, you know, and it's like breath is pretty much like the most important component to singing. But, it's not until I was older and got into this work where I really understood how sort of like what a health benefit it can be too, which I love. And you don't have to be a great singer. You don't have to be a trained or professional singer. Like if you want to like sing your favorite song in the shower, you're still going to tap into that vagus nerve because you're using that part of the body and you're using your breath in a different way. Another thing I wanted to recommend that I've kind of gotten into lately, maybe I've talked about this in the podcast, but I've started doing mouth taping at night, which I know is like kind of like trendy, you know. There's something called like hostage tape, which I sounds like terrible, but no offense, terrible. Hostage tape. I'm sure you're great. But I actually kept hearing about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. And what it does is it forces you to breathe through your nose all night long. And so it, and that actually creates more nitric oxide, more oxygen in the blood stream, and has like a lot of health benefits. But like breathing through the nose too, it's like, it's like really deep, relaxing breaths. And I found my sleep, like, I don't necessarily know that I was like a mouth breather, but like, you don't know if your mouth falls open in the night or if you're on your back. Like if you turn on your back, it can easily fall open. But since I've started mouth taping, I've been sleeping like deeply in a kind of a way. I was always a good sleeper, but like in a way I didn't even realize I could kind of achieve. So even like breath helps with sleep, and sleep helps with stress and the way we manage our stress response and our food. And it's interesting, I was saying to Erica, I like actually haven't mouth taped the last like 2 to 3 nights. Mm. I've been so consistent with it before for the last couple months, and I've slept like shit. Like, I'm like, what's going on? Now I'm like there's having this realization. So that's another thing if you guys want to try it too. I actually really recommend it. But don't like, so I found
it's like a light tape, right?
A
like
light tape. Yeah. And you don't have to tape over your whole mouth.
Don't too. Tape over your whole mouth.
Yeah. I mean, some people do because they use special types of tape that you can breathe through, you know.
But in case of an emergency.
You want to do something that's not going to be rough on your skin. So I actually use taping sometimes for my skin too, from like, you know, like my forehead, like a vanity. Mm. There's this wonderful person online. She's called the Natural Face Bible is her like tag on Instagram. And she does face taping with a Japanese face tape. Wow. And I like, no judgment if you do like medical grade stuff, but I don't, I try to keep it pretty natural. And so sometimes it just like helps, you know, fine lines and wrinkles to do like a light. And it's this beautiful, like, yeah, Japanese face tape that she uses. You can get a huge roll for like $20 and mine's still lasted me like forever. But she also talks about like facial structure and TMJ and all that stuff. It's not just like beauty. It's also function in like the work that she does. She does acupressure and facial massage and all that stuff. So she does a strip like underneath the nose, kind of the long way. Anyway, sorry I had to pause for a second. My husband didn't know we were recording and brought me soup for lunch, which was very sweet, but
very sweet.
Timing was off. So anyway, about the face tape, I just really recommend it. Like if you're interested in that kind of stuff, and it's been great. It's very gentle on the skin. And you just need like a little piece of it from under the nose to like your chin. And that'll do the trick. And anyway, she really recommends this tape because it doesn't like hurt your skin or like the adhesive mm-hmm. or anything like that. So,
wow, anyway. Allie, I just learned something new. I'm going to go follow her and look her up. This sounds so interesting to me because I'm also really into natural ways to, you know, aging is such a privilege. Sorry, tangent. Aging is such a privilege, but I want to age gracefully, but I'm also not ready to or want to do injectables. And so I'm really interested in finding natural ways to support my skincare in terms of, you know, just keeping everything nice and tight. So
yes. And I have to give a shout out my friend Melissa, a friend of ours on the show. She recommended it and she got me hooked on the Natural Face Bible. So thank you, Melissa.
I'm excited. I was going to say, though, you mentioned sleep, and sleep is so important. And I know when we're in times of stress, it can be really hard to sleep. But I also find that what we consume before bed is so important. And so ideally, right, you don't want to be on screens. We hear this all the time, about an hour before you fall asleep. I love to read. I love a cup of tea. It's my preferred way of falling asleep. However, I also understand and have spoken to a lot of people and work with a lot of clients who enjoy falling asleep to TV or watching TV before bed or watching a movie before bed, right? Like whatever it may be. And so I think because I've noticed, depending on what I consume before bed, even if I'm reading a book, like the content I consume before bed is so important because it does impact my quality of sleep as well. Mm. And so I think finding like a comedy or something light and easy before bed is always your best bet. And especially, you know, back to laughter is also a way that we stimulate our vagus nerve. It's so funny how some things are just a little bit intuitive, because I remember when I was in high school and I would be like really stressed or sad, I would turn on like a comedy special, and I still find myself doing that sometimes. Like, I love to laugh before bed, and especially because it just kind of like calms you down, right? Mm-hmm. So I think finding those like nice, relaxing comedy shows or even comedy podcasts I've been listening to a bit more, they stimulate your vagus nerve. And I think it's such an enjoyable self-care quality. And I recently started watching a show called Single Parents. Mm-hmm. It was only on 2 seasons on Hulu. I think it's on Hulu. It was like,
is it with like Oliver Hudson?
No, it's with like, Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. Oh, yeah. And Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl, and Adam Brody's on it too, which is cute in like later seasons. And, but it's an ensemble cast, and it's a comedy. It's by the same people who created New Girl. So if you're a fan of New Girl, okay. Which I am, it's kind of like similar to that, but it's about a group of single parents, you know,
okay,
raising their like 8-year-olds. And so finding a show, and sometimes if I do watch TV before bed, like there's only 2 seasons, but they're 20 episodes a season. And so there's a lot. So we'll watch like a 30-minute before bed, and it's,
yeah,
relaxing, we'll laugh, and then I have sweet dreams, and it's lovely.
I like also like stand up too. If you, yes, find like stand up people that you love, like you can't help but laugh. My favorite is yeah. Matteo Lane. Like, love Matteo Lane. He's hilarious. I saw him live in LA. He's so funny.
Yeah. In high school, it was, you know, it's so funny to like date yourself, but like we had no like on demand. So I remember I would watch like Chris Rock specials on like either Comedy Central, or I would buy the DVDs, or like yeah, the early days of YouTube in my college dorm. I'd like Google it to like giggle, but there's a lot of benefit to giggling. And so, and again, you know, we've talked about it a bit through this conversation, but most of the things, I think everything we've mentioned, maybe other than massages, are free. Even yeah, cold plunging, right? You can fill up your bathtub. You can take a cold shower.
Yeah.
I know you can fill up a bowl of ice water and dunk your head in it. And that, yeah, you know, can reactivate your nervous system. So most of these things are free, and they're, I think, just as important, if not more important, than the food on our plate. Because yeah, again, if doesn't matter what we're eating, if we're in chronic stress, that's going to create inflammation in the body. That's going to impact our sleep, which is when so much of our regeneration happens in our body. And it's just, it's very important. So yeah, I'm on the train. I can't quit now. My friend is still doing it with me. I'm going to shout her out to Miho. I don't think she listens, but
hi, Miho.
You know, Miho, and she, it's nice to do these things with a friend too, I will say, because we do text each other and we'll be like, got my 2 hours in, going for 3, or even on the days we only get an hour in, we'll be like, oh, just an hour today. But you know, right, in my luteal phase and a little extra tired. And I will say that was the difference in December, you know, December with the holiday season, you know, definitely was eating more sugar, definitely was indulging in all of the things. And my cycle, I actually didn't have the depression and the rage still, which is kind of incredible, but I was really tired. Like my luteal, I was exhausted during my luteal. So
and
again,
that's where like then the food choices and stuff, the other things like really come in. It's very holistic and all
it is. And it really complements each other. And so I'm excited to see where January takes me, but this is definitely like a new base for me. And like I said, I feel so different. And I didn't realize how, I think that's the thing, when you start feeling better, you don't realize how unwell you felt.
Not great you felt before.
Yeah, like it was just like survival. And now I feel awake. And so I'm really excited to see where this takes me. And yeah, I really am starting to believe, and it's something I always believed in, but I'm really seeing, I think that life is truly a life force game. And like our capacity to handle what we go through is the most important thing, because life is tough and, you know, it's hard to be a human being. And so we need to support ourselves and have community and tools that support ourselves as well. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I think ultimately we can't show up for others in the way that we hope to or want to in our lives if we can't manage our own cups, you know, like stress buckets. So the more we can like do that for ourselves, the more we can actually show up for others in our lives too, without, you know, without it affecting, without it being detrimental, like where you're giving more than you have to give, kind of thing.
Yeah. And it benefits everyone around you. Cause I will say the more you implement positive habits or self-care into your life, like even in my own family, it's like inspiring other people in my family to like join me on this campaign I'm on, or, you know, my husband Chance too. And, you know, he's joining me in the morning cause I'm sitting there for 2 hours, you know? And so it kind of, when we make positive changes in our life, it does kind of illuminate everything around us for the better too. So
yeah. Cool. Well, listen, if anybody has any questions today, reach out to us. You can DM us, you can send us an email, Courageous Wellness, actually send it to info@courageouswellness.net. And, DM us. We try to read our DMs and, let us know if you have any thoughts or questions or, you know, more interest in this. Again, we do group coaching. We do one-on-one coaching. We focus a lot on, you know, nutrition, blood sugar balance, all those good things for both for gut health and hormone health. But this is a big component of it. So we just wanted to talk about that and share that all with you today.
Yes. And we do have corporate coaching offerings. If you have a company that would like to, you know, I know a lot of companies do events and we love doing those as well. And we have a great January for you guys. Like the next few weeks, the lineup is so good and we have so much new good stuff coming in 2024. So tune back next week. We'll be here every single Wednesday. So
yes. And happy 2024, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Courageous Wellness. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode featuring a different guest each week.
Subscribe, rate, and write us a nice review. And you can also follow us on Instagram @CourageousWellness or get in touch via our website, www.CourageousWellness.net, where you can also find additional info about our health coaching services, virtual group events, newsletter, and more.
Until next week, I'm Allie.
And I'm Erica, and we're Courageous Wellness.